Be happy in every life. We have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double.
Hello, my name is Gail Moskowitz, and you are listening to Mental Health Matters. And your mental health really does matter. And if you want to promote mental health, you should listen to my show, and you should consider giving a pledge to our station, WRIR 97.3, on your local FM dial. If you'd like to make a pledge, call us, 622-9747, 622-9747. And if you listen to us and you don't pledge, then maybe my show today will be of interest to you, because I am going to be talking today about guilt and shame. And I'm going to be talking today about why guilt is got such a bad rap. And when it makes sense to feel guilty, like listening to this station and not giving us a pledge, and when it doesn't make sense to feel guilty. And what is shame, and how is it different than guilt? As I said, my name is Gail Moskowitz. You're listening to Mental Health Matters, and I am on the air every Thursday at 1 o'clock, from 1 to 1 Thursday. And each week, we highlight an issue that is pertinent to mental health. Sometimes we talk about a mental health problem, a diagnostic problem, or an interpersonal issue. Sometimes we talk about addiction. Last week, we had a wonderful woman on who has lived with mental health, mental illness her entire life, and yet she has been able to get the help she needs and create a life for herself that has meaning, and that she is able to give of herself back to people, which is amazing. Mental Health Matters is a program that I try to dedicate to all types of mental health issues, interpersonal relations, sex and sexuality, as well as addiction, and discussing healthy ways in which to live a more thoughtful and emotionally honest and fulfilling life. So if you'd like to call us today and talk about this issue of shame and guilt, which is the topic for our show today, and the role that it plays in our lives, please feel free to call and ask a question or weigh in on the issue. 649-9737, 649-9737. You can listen to the show on 97.3 FM on Richmond City Dial, or you can log into our website, www.wrir.org, and listen to the show in real time. You're welcome to go to my website, which you can access by going to WRIR's website and clicking on Mental Health Matters. The show will be available for you to listen to by this evening, along with all of the past shows. Just log on to my website. Send me a note if you would like to my email, Your Mental Health Matters. Those are the letters U, R, and then Mental Health Matters, all one word, @gmail.com. So I want to talk today about shame and guilt and the role it plays in our lives. And I want to just tell you a story. I often just have a conversation with a woman, let's say somebody who is helping me in a store, say waiting on me, a salesperson or a waitress, or perhaps a customer service agent on the phone. And for no reason, the woman says, oh, I'm sorry, 6 or 7 times in a couple of sentences. And I say to that person, why do you keep apologizing to me? Did you do something that would necessitate you apologizing to me? And they say, no. And I'll say, you know, I think women apologize for themselves way too often. And they'll laugh and say, yeah, I know, people have told me that before, or yeah, I think you're right. So why are they apologizing? Well, we apologize because we don't always know how to manage the discomfort or the anxiety we feel when we're in a when we're having an interaction with somebody who we don't really know, and we feel the discomfort between us and them, or we can't give them exactly what they want, or we don't know exactly what it is they want. And it's a way of sort of diffusing the negative feelings or the anxious feelings. But then there are the people who you might wait on you, who are rude beyond words, make no apologies, and they seem to have no remorse for their behavior. Well, I believe that we all have very, very difficult problems dealing with negative feelings and a negative sense of self, and that those things get played out all the time without us really being aware of it. So I want to break down guilt, and I want to break down shame. Let's talk about guilt first. So does it make sense to feel guilty about things? Yes, it does. Guilt is an emotion that we feel, and if we feel it appropriately, it is an emotion we feel because we've done something that's thoughtless or short-sighted, or we've gone out of our way to do something because we wanted something and we didn't really think about how it was going to affect somebody else, and that our actions affect somebody else. They hurt somebody, they leave somebody out, they cause somebody some pain in their lives, or our actions cause something to be lost or broken or whatever it is. And it's really when we reflect on it, the bad thing that's happened because we weren't thinking clearly or we were being selfish, and we feel bad. And that's guilt. And we should feel bad. Feeling bad is not against the rules. If we feel bad, then we might look at ourselves and see what it was we did that caused the problem and learn from it. If we feel bad, we might look at the person we've caused the problem for and see how hurt they are and feel bad about that and sincerely apologize, and then we can heal the relationship. But if we don't allow ourselves to feel a little guilty, to feel bad, to feel as if we made a mistake, then we are less apt, if we're not feeling the negative feeling, then we're less apt to manage that emotion and do something with our lives in a real way to heal what we have created. So feeling guilt in that regard, where we use it, look at it, feel bad about it, manage it, and then move on, that's a good thing. If we feel chronically guilty all the time for everything in the world that we do, for instance, if we are really, really tired and a friend asks us to go out and we're like sleepy and we can hardly keep our eyes open and we say, I don't really want to go, and the person makes you feel so bad, I can't believe you don't want to go, you never want to go, and you're going to leave me with nothing to do, and that makes us feel guilty, then that's not an appropriate feeling. It might make us feel a little bad, we're sorry we did it, but we should be able very quickly to recognize that we haven't done anything wrong, that we're taking care of ourselves, that it really wasn't a time we could push ourselves any further. But we have to be able to capture the feeling and make a decision about it in order to let it go. And we have to realize that we cannot be responsible for how other people feel. Now, if you are selfish and you only want to do what you want to do, and you always say no to this friend, and you only want to spend time with this friend when you want to do something, then yes, perhaps you should feel a little guilty, and it's important to take that in and begin to look at how you might be acting in a selfish way. Guilt is not something we should feel in a chronic way. That's not a healthy emotion. If we feel guilty constantly and guilty for everything, we're either living a very poorly put together life, or something is bothering us on a much deeper level, and we need to get to what that is and deal with it so we don't walk around carting this unhelpful and, matter of fact, sometimes dangerous bag of guilt around with us. Guilt is an emotion we should feel in the short term. It should highlight what has happened, help us to manage ourselves, to be better people, to make our apologies, to learn something from it, and be able to let it go and move on. If you are in a relationship with somebody with whom you feel chronically guilty, then that cannot be a healthy relationship. You need to look at what sustains that chronic guilt so you can manage it and move on. By the way, this is Gail Moskowitz, and you're listening to Mental Health Matters here on WRIR 97.3 FM. If you'd like to call me today and ask a question or weigh in on the subject, we're talking about shame and guilt and the role it plays in our lives. The number on which to reach me today is 649-9737, 649-9737. So now let's talk about people who don't feel guilty and why those people should scare us. People who don't feel guilty have a much harder time learning from their mistakes, making changes in their behavior, and really, they are scarier people to have relationships with. Because people who don't ever look at themselves in the problems they create in the world, or if it's even deeper than that, they don't care about the problems they create in the world, and they don't care how their behavior makes other people feel, and they don't care how they affect other people. These are not easy people with whom to have a relationship. And it is important for you to recognize that that is not a safe relationship to have. Now, if you're a person who never feels guilt, you got to begin to stop and look at why. Maybe you live the most perfect life and you absolutely never, ever, ever do anything to affect anybody, and you never make mistakes, and you're always thoughtful, and you have nothing ever, ever, ever to feel guilty about. And if that's true, then wow, you're pretty amazing. But yeah, that's just not life. We all do things, almost all. I'd have to say almost all. I'd really want to say all, but maybe there is some perfect person in the world. I just haven't met that person. We all do things in a thoughtless way. We all get tired and do things we shouldn't. We all act in selfish ways. It's because we're human. So if you're in a relationship with someone who absolutely takes no responsibility ever for the problems they create in their own life or in the lives of others, this is not a safe person to be in a relationship with. Because all of us need to be able to look at what we're doing and how it affects other people. So, okay. We've talked about guilt. And then I want to put that aside for a minute and talk about shame. And then we'll get back to comparing and contrasting those emotions, and we'll talk about that. So let me highlight what shame is. I'd like to look at shame in a different way, because does it make sense for us to feel shame? Well, not so much so that it makes sense for us to cart shame around with us. Because shame seems to be at a deeper level than guilt. Given that, as I said, healthy guilt is what gives us an idea of how we affect other people selfishly, or the mistakes we make, or we're being short-sighted. Shame seems to be feeling bad, not about what we do, but literally about who we are. And that shame is at a level of depth in our sense of self that often, if you are feeling that kind of depth and shame at in your sense of self, that you cannot be feeling good about yourself, and you're not living the kind of life that is going to allow you to feel joy, that you're going to be able to be flexible, that you're going to be able to have healthy and honest relationships, because inside of you there's a sense of being broken, and that brokenness is literally about who you are. Now, where does shame come from? Well, shame might come from having been raised in a family where you were belittled an awful lot. Or shame might come from being a person who might have a severe learning issue and always did poorly in school and always felt ashamed of yourself that you couldn't learn as quickly or as concisely as the people around you. And you might cart shame around with you because of that. You might cart shame around with you because you made a very bad mistake at some point and you didn't work it through and deal with the guilt and let it go and move on. And you weren't able to keep yourself from defining your entire life by that one thing that you did. Shame might come from that. Shame might come from having been abused and feeling guilty as if you engendered that abuse. Shame comes from very deep, dark places. Shame comes from feeling as if you're not pretty enough or smart enough or tall enough or thin enough. And for some reason, those things darken our sense of self and belittle us in terms of how we see ourselves, to a point where we not only feel bad for our behavior, but for the very essence of who we are. And this cannot on any level be a helpful or healthy emotion. I'm going to tell you what it's like to be in a relationship with somebody who feels a lot of shame. But I want to add another piece to it. A lot of times, if you are a person who carts an enormous amount of shame around with you, you may also cart around an enormous amount of envy. Because if you feel ashamed of yourself, then on some level, you may feel envious of what other people have in their lives. You might feel envy because they are taller or thinner or prettier or happier or richer or smarter than you are. And that you have this secret sense of yourself as being broken, and then you're not able to bring that into consciousness so that you can deal with those issues. Shame and envy are very deeply embedded in a hidden part of your psyche, and that those things get stirred up in ways that you might be unconscious to. And I'm going to give you an example, because I say this a lot to people in my practice. I have this great example. Many years ago, I had a relationship with a gentleman, and I'm not going to go through this whole story. I think I've actually told this story once for another reason. It was in the middle of the day, and he was eating potato chips, and he offered me one, and I said, no, I was waiting for dinner because we were planning on having a great dinner, and I didn't want to use up my calories on potato chips. And he was, at some point very quickly after this interaction with him, we wound up breaking up. And in my exit interview, I asked him, why he was no longer interested in being in a relationship, and he said that I made him feel ashamed of himself, that there were ways in which when he was with me, like the potato chip incident, that I just made him feel bad because he was never able to keep himself from snacking in the middle of the day, which is why he was quite overweight. And I didn't see that as a weakness in him that was deserving of shame. You know, yeah, he was a little chubby, but I mean, that wasn't my issue. It was his, and I didn't really think much of it. But apparently, it was so embedded in his sense of self and in a very broken sense of self that he didn't want my ability to manage my food in a much more conscious way to make him feel bad. So in order for him to manage his shame instead of dealing with the inside of his psyche, he had to lay that shame back on me. He had to get away from me. This happens a lot in relationships. When people are envious, they might pick on you. If people are ashamed of themselves, let's say you have more money than they do, and they decide that, oh, you're just, you know, a showy person and they don't want to be around you anymore. In a deeper way, very, very bad things can happen. Violence can happen. People act out from the anger that's connected with their shame, and they're not conscious of those emotions. So it's very true that people might take things away from you because they feel ashamed and guilty, ashamed and envious of what you have, and they want those things, and they can't manage those feelings. But mostly, people who feel a depth of shame just feel like there is a hole in their heart that they're always trying to nurse, a sadness, a disconnectedness, a self-hatred. They might drink too much. They might hurt themselves in other ways by eating too much or even worse kinds of things. Even cutting oneself comes from a depth of shame. Shame is not a healthy emotion, but if that is something you are feeling in a chronic way, you have to be honest. You have to get it out. You have to highlight what it is that makes you feel broken so you can begin to heal yourself. Isolation doesn't help. Anger doesn't help. Pretending that everything's fine and wearing your game face all the time and never really dealing with the depths of your problems, that doesn't help. Drinking too much, that doesn't help. But if you can get what's going on inside of you, and you can bring it into consciousness, then you can begin to work on those things that really do eat at the depths of your soul. So there's always help. You can always make yourself better. And you can always listen to Mental Health Matters on Thursdays on WRIR. And remember, just so you don't feel guilty, give us a donation. Call today. We'd love to hear from you. This is Gail Moskowitz, and you're listening to Mental Health Matters.
Be happy in every life we have.